Hi there. I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode where we talk about big, important things like snacks, double features, and more.
The funniest one that I found was a Serbian trilogy called We Are Not Angels, the first of which was made in 1992, the last of which was made in 2006. Damn. Only one and three are listed as having the devil in them, but they all seem to be about musicians selling their soul to the devil.
That's common. That's common. A lot of musicians either did that or were rumored to do that, for sure.
I'm also very interested in a Mexican 1959 Mexican film featuring the devil called Santa Claus.
Is it Santa Claus like versus the devil?
So apparently it says sometimes Santa also known as Santa Claus versus the devil.
Oh, okay.
Wow. It is just called Santa Claus, and the poster it's like the perfect 1950s poster. It's like all hand drawn.
Oh shit!
Screen cap here of we'll post this in the newsletter, I think.
Yeah,
this feels like a really good shot here. We're looking at a screen grab of a guy in a devil costume,
and
a very frightened looking girl with a doll. It's kind of intense.
Everything about that costume is great, except the ears. I love that the ears are the jankiest part of it.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks like someone's really good, like Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Maybe not good for like a movie, but you know, for Halloween costume, that's pretty solid.
It's something. I mean, this is 1959, so
that's a fight that I would love to explore more of, like the Satan versus Santa, because they're so close, right? It's they're acronyms,
right?
Basically, that's what we want to get into.
This is the first paragraph of the plot synopsis on Wikipedia.
Hit us.
On December 24th, Santa prepares for his yearly journey at Toyland Castle in space.
In space.
He plays the organ while his children helpers from all over the world sing. Meanwhile, in hell, Lucifer instructs his chief demon Pitch to travel to Earth and punish the children of the world against Santa, or else will, as punishment, eat chocolate ice cream.
Did the devil eat chocolate ice cream? Who's eating ice cream?
It's an indeterminate pronoun.
It's a little unclear as to who's going to be eating chocolate ice cream. I also
is that a punishment? That seems good.
Maybe whoever the he is lactose intolerant. Maybe this is
or a Bichon?
A dog.
It could be. Yeah.
Santa can't deliver presents if he's got the squirts.
That's true. So I guess in that picture, it looks like that devil, or what was his name? Pith? His main demon?
I think this was Pitch. Supposed to be Satan, but maybe it is Pitch.
It could be Pitch. It looks like he's trying to turn that little girl against Santa. That's what I'm getting from that photo.
Yeah,
she's hesitant.
Yeah, it does say Lucifer's servant tries to sabotage Santa by giving humans evil ideas, such as in this scene where Lupita, portrayed by Lupita Posadas, steals a rag doll and hides it in her clothes. I see. So
she's trying to make them sin.
She's stealing, but feels clearly pretty guilty about it based on the photo. And he's very delighted that she's given in.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's classic devil stuff though, right? Like the whole thing with the devil is that he's there to like tempt humans and make them, do, in this case, the prize is I guess chocolate ice cream. steal the doll, you get chocolate ice cream. It seems like win-win, right? You get a doll and ice cream.
He doesn't. Maybe he has to eat the chocolate ice cream. I was a little confused about that.
I'm confused about that part too. But it seems like that might be the prize.
I'm reading over the rest of the synopsis. Chocolate ice cream doesn't get a mention anywhere else. So I wonder if maybe that's a plot point that is dropped off. I do want to report that Merlin the Wizard is also a character in.
Oh fuck yeah!
Santa's trusted assistant.
Gandalf, toss him in.
Baby Jesus also apparently maybe shows up in here. She wishes for two dolls, one of which she will give to the baby Jesus. It's a little unclear if Jesus is actually in the film though.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Someone named Jesus, probably.
Do we know where we can stream
baby
this?
Baby Jesus. She's just going to give a baby.
Yeah, it's Mexico.
I don't know.
Where's the streamable? We got to get on this here. We got to do a screening.
Well, let's consult Just Watched, which is my go-to resource for figuring
out. Look at this guy. Holy shit.
Terrifying.
Another great shot of Satan. Well, this might be the cover because this really does emphasize just how janky the ears on this costume are.
Trotsky, too. Look at that. That's the actor's name.
Yeah, his nickname apparently.
Yeah,
wow. As Prezio, one of the devil's minions. These ears almost look like they were photoshopped in later.
That's terrifying.
That actor is doing red face. I don't know if you can do that these days. That's anymore.
Terrifying.
It's not cool to impersonate Satan in that way.
I have good news. Santa Claus 1959 is available to stream on Tubi, which is ad supported, but. You know what? I think for a film like this, you can probably stand hitting the skip button every 10 minutes or so.
Get a big bowl of chocolate ice cream and pop it in. That's a new Christmas tradition right there for the whole family. You can watch Jose Trotsky and all the other great actors, Lupita. of the time. Yeah.
Phenomenal. I love it.
To hear more, listen to Mid-Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.